We missed you Sunday.
I know. I had to go to Charlotte.
You had to go to Charlotte?
Yeah, with my nephew.
Oh, okay.
I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, his word from behind my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag, and to the Savior,
in his name, one Savior,
crucified, risen, and coming again, with life and liberty. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Back in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Okay, prayer list. Joseph Smith, Dean, Teresa Smith, Dale, Carol Love, Donnie Chapman, Andrew Morgan, Kitty Brown, Jolene Schrantz, Babs Key, Children's on the Indian, Betty Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy, Thatcher family, Rusty Hale, Kimberly, Jeff Hall, Alan Digger,
Doug.
I'll get it right one of these days. It's Doug. Spell it for me.
D-U-G-G-E-R.
That's what I got.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Dugger.
Okay. All right. Dallas Key, Saul, Sam, Carol Lyman, Brenda Nations, Sue Carter, Jacob Bannon, Willie Reinhardt, Lynn Reed, Darius Moser, Juana, Bailey Smith, Shelby family, Leslie Fornell, Patsy Penny, Geraldine Chapman, Craig Stilwell, Mike, Elaine, Missy Morgan, Allie, Amy Claude, Lisa Buck, Edward Kirkland, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, Miss Brown, Richard Danny Black, C.D. and Rachel Hill, Pete, Miss Russell, Kenna Jones, Miss Evans, Barbara, Shelly Carpenter, Bill McKinley, Randy Loman, Sherry's dad and sister and son, Barry Brown, Scotty, Karen McDaniel, Jill, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Johnson family, Frank and Luanna family, Amber Smith, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Megan Watson, Janice Hendricks, Kelly Pruitt, Emery, Brian Clark, Bill Gisby, Devin Poppy, Jimmy Walker, Judy, Morgan Little, Rosa Buff, Ray Wackery, Lucy Chapman, and Ernie Buff. See if they need to be out or took away. Is anyone got anything on their heart tonight?
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Amen.
And I need my grace to help me.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank the Lord too for saving me and for being so good with me, to my family. He takes care of things that we cannot take care of ours. And I really appreciate him all the time my Lord. Yahweh's.
Okay, here's another one.
said, no one that comes to you, we turn away, Lord, that you receive us all. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that we can't come to you. Lord, we know we ain't nothing, Lord, and we can't do nothing about you. Lord, we don't have nothing without you. Lord, we don't know nothing without you. Lord, we ain't anything without you. Lord, you make us what we are by your grace. Lord, we thank you for your grace. Lord, we thank you that you saved us. Lord, we ought to be in hell, but you had mercy on us, Lord, and you looked upon us and seen us, Lord, in our horrible, awful condition, and sent your son to die for us, Lord, and give his life, Lord God. I just thank you before the foundation of the world, Lord, you knew what we'd be and what we'd turn, how we'd turn out, Lord, and we just praise you that, Lord, you care and want us and drive you upon us, Lord, and your thoughts are towards us, Lord, and Lord, you prepared a place for us, Lord, and one day we'll all be with you, Lord, free from sin, Lord God, free from this old wicked world, Lord. We just thank you for that, Lord, and praise you. It will be in a world of righteousness and truth and love and joy in the Holy Ghost, Lord. We just thank you for that. Thank you for the church, Lord, for just calling out of people to love you, to worship you, Lord. And we pray you bless us tonight, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Help us in our hearts to get our minds on you, Lord, and off the world and the things around us. Lord, fill the preacher and use him. Bless the same, Lord, for your glory. We pray that you just pour your spirit out on us, Lord. We need you. We need a touch from heaven, Lord, that you just move in our hearts, Lord. We can't do anything without you, Lord, that you'd honor your word and honor your name and just honor your children, Lord, with your presence. Lord, we ask it all in the name of Jesus for his sake. Amen.
Crying.
Grace indeed, flowing from the throne of
to thank the Lord for saving me and for being here tonight.
Amen.
Thank Him for all His blessings.
Amen.
I serve in grace and Savior, He's in the Word today. I know that He is living, whatever many say. I see His hand of mercy, I hear His voice so cheer. In just in time I need He always near. He live, Christ Jesus live today. He walk with me and talk with me, the Lord another way. He live, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know. Blessings in Jordan, Jesus is mine. Oh, what for tasted, oh, glory divine. Hero salvation, pushes to God, pouring His Spirit, watching His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior, all that along. This is my story. Praising my Savior, all day alone. Perfect submission, perfect delight. Vision or rapture, not portion of my sight. I am descending, bring from above. Each of some mercy whispers so low. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, all day long. Perfect submission, all I love is I am my Savior, I'm happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above. Filled with His goodness, love, and His love. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, all day long. This is my story, this is my song. Praising my Savior, all day long.
Hey.
Thank you.
We'll be back in the house of the Lord again tonight.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to be back in the book of Genesis, chapter number 8.
Genesis?
Genesis, first book of the Bible.
Okay, what chapter?
8. Been talking about Noah, and you know, kind of started out with it Sunday morning with the fact that that tells us in Matthew and Luke that, you know, in the last days that we live is going to be like the days of Noah. So we're kind of going over in Noah's day and seeing just really how bad it really was. And we found that, you know, in 6 and 7, that, you know, Noah's day was pretty bad.
Yep.
And we find similarities of his day and our day.
Yep.
You know, things that's going on in the days of Noah is going on today in our world.
Yes.
I mean, as far as that goes, even If you go up into Sodom and Gomorrah, all that, and then Lot, Lot's days, you know, we see a lot of similarities of the sin that is in the world today is, you know, just kind of a repeat of what they found.
Yep.
But now we got to Noah, he's on the ark. It's raining. Now, keep in mind, first time it ever rained upon this earth was right here. Before then, it had never rained. The water was coming, it was like a mist that come up out of the ground. Mm-hmm. You know, like a spring springing up. But they was, that's the first time. You just think about it just for a minute. Now, Noah's been preaching to these people 120 years that there's going to be a flood. Mm-hmm. And if they don't repent and get right with God and quit their evil doings, that, you know, it's going to start raining. And they're like, well, okay, Noah, what is rain? Well, it's water that's going to fall from the sky. Now, if you ain't never seen it rain, just imagine what that's like. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's telling you it's going to rain. Well, it's like kind of like today when we're telling people Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, we've been waiting on him for over 2,000 years. Where's he at? Now, I'm going to give you a good example, and I think this is a very good example. When me and Trixie was in the eighth grade, there was a young lady, her family moved up here from Columbia, South America. Well, we're sitting in class one day. Now, I wasn't in the same class at that time she was. I don't know if you were or not, Christy, but Marcella, you're right, Teddy.
Yeah.
You know, it started snowing. And she jumps up and looks out the window and says, look at that white rain. Now, keep in mind that that thought right there and those folks, Noah's telling them it's going to rain. They don't believe it. Just like we tell people today that Jesus is coming back to get his church.
Yep.
They're like, we've been waiting for 2,000 years and he ain't come back now. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
That's the attitude that the world has. And, you know, I just wanted to point that out to you. Now, we're going to start reading verse 1 in chapter 8. And in the very first three words, I think is wonderful. And God remembered. Like he can really forget. Mm-hmm. He remembered. What did he remember? He remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters aside. Await you. Now, I want you to think this for a few minutes. God remembered them eight souls and all those animals and that little bitty ark on that big, I mean, the world is covered with water.
Yep.
There's no land anywhere. The waters have come together. And the only life that's left is there on that boat.
Yep.
And God remembered. Now I'm going to tell you something tonight, church. And don't you ever forget this. God's always going to remember you.
Amen.
Our names is written down in that Lamb's book of life. And he is going to hey, those names ain't written in there for him to remember. It's written in there for us. That's, you know, that's God making a place for us there. You know, when you go on vacation, let's say you're going to go up to Pigeon Forge What do? You call ahead and you make reservations, don't you? You get your name put down on a book. Well, in this day, it would be a computer. And it reserves you a spot on that day in that hotel or motel. You remember that place is special for you. That name, your name, in that spot on that book or in that computer, reserves you. You have a reservation. Now you think about that Lamb's Book of Life. That is a reservation for you. There's a place being held for you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
And you give him, have to give your MasterCard number. Amen.
Amen.
But glory to God. God remembered Noah and all those animals. And you keep in mind, he remembers you.
Amen.
Now, you think about something. Do you think he remembers all those folks that's in heaven? Mm-hmm. I don't know of anywhere in the Bible where it says that he does. But you know what? I think I've got a compassionate, loving God. And he just might remember those folks. I don't know. There's one thing for certain that he is when he brings them up and he judges them and they're thrown into that lake of fire. Yeah, that's right. And you're correct. Depart from me, for I never knew you. But if he wanted to, he could. But you know what? And right here's a good example. It answers the question. He said that he remembered Noah and every living thing that was on the ark. He didn't say anything about those ones that drowned. I'm glad today, folks. I'm going to tell you. I'm glad I got a God that remembers me.
Amen.
He's looking out for this bunch right now. They're on this water. No land to be. There is no land to look for at this point in time. But he is remembering them, and he is going to take care of them. You know, most people think that, you know, that they were on that ark for 40 days and 40 nights. They was on there a lot longer than any 40 days and 40 nights. I mean, there's places in here where we're going to read where, you know, it's weeks, months. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was like 150 days. Not counting the 40 days and nights. They were on that ark for a long, long time. Killed what fish were in the water. You know, all the rotten, decaying bodies probably polluted the water, I would think. I don't know. It don't really say, does it? But, you know. I tell you what, Rosa, when we get there, we'll ask you.
Okay.
I thought about that same question. What about the the marine life. But you take like a dolphin, something like that, they're mammals. You know, they got to have some point where they can come up and breathe. But you know, like a fish, you know, a catfish. Who knows? I don't know. And the Bible, I don't guess that I know of, gives a clear indication. You have. But, you know, you think about all of the rotten carcasses that would be in the water and how it would pollute it. All right. The fountains also of the deep and the windows of heaven were stopped, and the rain from heaven restrained. Now, the rain quit. Just cause the rain quit don't mean the water still ain't there. Alright? And the waters returned from off the earth continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated. So, you know, you're looking at, it says after 150 days. So, you know, you 40 days, 40 nights, and it stopped raining. Then you got 150 more days. And the ark rested on the seventh month, on the 17th day of the month, upon the mountain of Ararat. So, you know, this is telling where it landed and when. And the waters recede continuously until the ninth month. In the ninth month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountains seen. And it came to pass at the end of the 40 days that Noah opened the window of the ark which was made. Now, you look, it's telling one thing, but then it's going back to the past. All right? It's going back to the end of the 40 days. It's telling, you know, verses 3 and 4 and 5 is telling what had happened, but then it's going back in 6, it's going back to the 40th day. And he sent forth a raven, which went forth to and fro unto the waters, were dried up from the earth. And he sent forth a dove from him to see if the waters were abated from off in the face of the earth, of the ground, of the face of the ground. But the dove found no rest for his soles of his feet, her feet, and she returned unto him unto the ark. For the waters were on the face of the earth, whole earth. Then he put forth his hand and took her and put her in unto him into the ark. Now, something I want to stop here and look at here for a minute. It says, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. The whole earth. Now, you got this bunch that's wanting to tell you that it was only in a certain area. That the whole world didn't flood, but it was just an area that flooded. You know, about like what it did in the mountains of Western North Carolina. Here, God's word says it's the whole earth. I've heard people talk and say, oh, it wasn't the whole earth. It was just this one little region over here where they were at, and that's all it flooded. No. Bible says it was the whole earth. It was the whole entire thing. It wasn't just part of it.
Amen.
And he stayed yet other 7 days again, and he sent forth the dove out of the ark. The dove come back. He waited 7 days and sent it out again. And the dove came unto him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf plucked off. So Noah knew that the waters were abated from the earth. In other words, the water coming back down. You know, it's subside. And that dove bringing back out olive was a sign that there was dry land somewhere. Noah didn't know where, but there was somewhere. Keep in mind also that boat don't have a stern wheel. It don't have a motor. That ark was driven by the Lord. And he stayed yet other 7 days and sent forth the dove, which returned not again. I think I missed something, didn't I? No, okay. So the next time, after 7 more days again, he sent another dove, which what? It didn't come back. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass in the 600, in the first year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark. And looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. And in the second month of the 7th and the 20th day of the month, the earth was dry. So now the earth's dried up. It's time for him to start walking. Get ready to leave off the hurricane. And God spoke unto Noah, saying, go forth of the ark, thou and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee, bring forth with thee every living thing that which is with thee. All flesh, both fowl and cattle, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, that they may breathe abundantly in the earth, and be fruitful and multiply upon the earth. Now, here Noah's getting instructions from God. He's telling him to come off the ark, him, his wife, his family, get all the animals off the ark, and it's time to replenish the earth. And Noah went forth, and his sons and his wife, and his son's wife, and with him, every beast, every creeping thing, every fowl, of whatsoever creepeth upon the earth, after their time, went forth out of the ark. And Noah built an altar unto the Lord. And he took of every clean beast and every clean fowl, and offered a burnt offering unto the altar. So he's making an offering unto the Lord. And the Lord smelled the sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground any more for man's sake, for the imagination of the man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more. Everything living as I have done. While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and the cold and the heat, the summer and the winter, the day and the night shall not cease.
That's a good verse for the world of warming.
Yes, it is. Now, you know, as I was reading that, I'm thinking, you know, and I've heard people say, well, you know, it's going to get to the point where you can't tell winter from summer. Yeah, we've had some warm. I mean, yesterday was beautiful. I mean, it was absolutely. I mean, running around in short sleeves. Kim was running around in shorts. But you know, folks, there's always going to be seasons.
Yes.
They're always going to be there.
Doesn't the Bible say something about not knowing one season from the next, though? In the last days?
I'm not sure how that went. But, you know, there's always going to be seasons, and, you know, right here we have a promise from God that, you know, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest and cold and heat, and the summer and winter, and the days and nights shall not cease. So, you know, I sort of know what you're talking about, but I can't remember exactly what it was. It was something.
Yeah.
And I think it was a warning of...
It shorten the days.
Yeah.
If it didn't shorten, then no man, no flesh would be saved if it didn't shorten the days.
Yeah.
But for the elect's sake, he had shortened, he did shorten.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's...
Yeah.
Time of day or how many days.
I'd have to go back and read it again because I can't remember. But there is part of that stuff is a warning that people say to look at these things, and it's not really. You get over like in Matthew 24, you know, there's, you know, where they're looking for the coming of the Lord. They're looking at certain things and saying this is a sign when really in reality it's not. But anyhow, we have got Noah out of the ark. Sunday morning, Sunday school will go into 9. But I want to keep continuing because I want you to see what happens in chapter 9. Because, you know, of Noah's great, Noah has a great shame put upon him. You know, we look at the fact that in Noah's day, you know, things were evil and God destroyed the earth, so to speak. Well, he did. But still, even after all that, within Noah's family there was sin. And I'm going to tell you something, church. There ain't but one true thing that can take away sin. And that is Jesus. I mean, each one of us in here is saved by the almighty graces of God. We're saved. Are we sinless? No. We're saved from our sins. In other words, we are not accountable for our sins. God, Son, shed His blood, and He took our sins and placed them under His blood. Even through all this, I mean, they don't even get out of chapter 9 and then there's sin back going on. Mm-hmm. We'll get into that Sunday. But, you know, I wanted you to see that. You know, folks, it's truly the blood of Christ. Him buying and redeeming us. That's what's going to save us from hell.
Amen.
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 All right. Does anybody got anything on their heart? Okay, if not, preacher, have you prayed first?
Just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We know what you're saying for me, Lord. Just like Noah was in the ark, Lord. You're able to take care of us, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for feeding us and clothing us, Lord. Thank you for your church and giving kind of more. Just pray to keep us safe this week. Help us keep our hearts and minds on.
Now, whether he killed all the fishes, I don't know.